This digital recording comes from the New Energy Times Archive.
Dave, an interesting sort of element in this that, I mean, you portray a very conventional sort of picture here. But 17 years ago, right here, in the nighttime session, an issue was presented that actually is quite real. And you haven't been paying attention to it, most people haven't. It's going to be a session on it tomorrow. And I'm referring to what is now known as condensed matter nuclear science. You spoke very forthrightly about it 70 years ago. I was very confused at that point. And it might be nice if you would re-examine that. Now, I know it's going to take a while for the technology to evolve, and that's another question that I have, which is, if we really do go the nuclear route, there are a lot of hidden pitfalls there, increased demand, need for breeders, and so forth. So I appreciate your comments on both. It would be nice if we had time for you to come to our session. It's at 2:30. It's W41. Call it
right. I did not say the fusion word at all during this call.
I said this is not a nuclear science. You call it fusion.
You said
that's the name of our
session. Let me take the word. My time frame was 25 years now. Fusions.
I said condensed matter nuclear science. You have to get attention.
Magnetic and nuclear fusion are at least 25 years out.
I said condensed matter nuclear science. You haven't been paying attention to it. It'd be nice if you would talk about it.
So here's what I think about condensed matter nuclear science. Okay. PP pays me to pay attention to lots of technology.
Good.
Okay. And we have money to invest.
Good.
And they pay me to make judgments about that.
Yes.
Okay. For better or worse,
what?
I have decided that that's not something I want to be investing in right now.
You might have put the proceedings of ICCF 11 and ICCF 10
in the Can I finish my response, please? Okay.
Fine.
If I make the wrong call, may it always find out.
And I hope you do.
Okay. Good. But let's just say that there are a lot of people in the venture capital business who are just hungry for energy technologies. I hope one of them picks it up and then we pursue the end of what's going on.
I apologize for saying you should lose your job. I didn't mean that. And I know that it's a confused time in 1989.